You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. In the last few episodes, I've mentioned this idea that it's actually becoming harder and harder to produce a weekly forecast, as the energy themes right now are kind of all bleeding into one. This energy is sticking around for a while. And I've often joked that spirit doesn't have a clock, it doesn't have a calendar. And frankly, that feels more apparent now than ever before. So behind the scenes, I've been working with spirit to really understand what to do with this. And I've been asking how I can best serve during this time with this podcast. So where I've landed is this. In upcoming episodes, I will share some practical things to be doing right now to support you through these bigger energies. I anticipate I will still bring through the forecasts, but I think they're going to be a little more sporadic. So, for example, when and as the energy shifts and spirit guides me to speak to them or to share the energy shift, then that will be the topic of the podcast. I feel like spirit has more that they want to do with this podcast, what they want me to do with this podcast, and it just feels like the formula of a guaranteed energy forecast every Monday is just a little jarring right now. Please don't worry, episodes will still turn up each Monday, just as usual, but they're going to be a little different each week and responding a little bit more to what we need right now. Don't worry, the guided gathering events that are held on the last Tuesday of every month will still very much speak to the energy forecasts. They will still allow us to work with the energies. I don't imagine that they're going to change. So you can still get your fix of energy forecasts and dealing with the energy in the guided gatherings, and there is a link for those in the show notes. So today's episode is actually going to get us started by looking at the very big picture of the inner change and transformation we're all moving through right now, and serving up some really practical steps to take or to consider in your own life. So as we get started, I will remind you that the energy theme throughout July is meaning, and it sort of came with a couple of other cards or a couple of other meanings of inner child and dreams. And so when we're talking about our dreams or this very innocent, or even from our childhood, these dreams and hopes that we held for ourselves and for our lives, we really need to be taking stock right now. We need to firstly remember what our hopes and dreams are for our life, and perhaps to start put it into context to actually understand that it is important and that perhaps we need to give more meaning or more weight to our own desires and our own dreams. It is actually part of how we can create real change on our planet right now. As I said, this theme of meaning is here for a couple of months. This energy isn't changing anytime soon. So let's really start to figure out for ourselves just who or what has meaning for us. And to figure that out, we need to see it as an inside job. So there's a couple of key points that I want to share with you today. And the first one is that if we want to change what is happening out there, we must start by changing what is happening in here. So let me just deconstruct this a little bit. At an individual level, when we realize that we don't have what we want, so for example, we're unhappy in our job or career, we're unhappy in our relationship, we're unhappy with, you know, whatever it is in our world, we change it by not forcing and pushing and manipulating the outer world. We actually need to realign our inner world first. And so at a collective level, as we're now en masse, just realizing that we no longer can live with such injustice or inequality or climate change or any of these big topics, that if we want to change them at this really big level, we actually need to go inward and start changing our systems and our structures and our beliefs that are underpinning the systems and the structures. And so it's not just enough to try and force change. We actually need to be changing the way we think. We need to change our behaviors. And ultimately, we need to go through a collective energetic upgrade. Because if you've listened to me for any length of time or engaged with my work or my book, you know that I believe that there are four bodies: physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, or either spiritual or energetic, depending on what you want to call it. And all four of those need to happen. And quite often we're looking at the physical change or the change in thinking, and we're not necessarily understanding the energy that needs to shift. So we need to be able to do this for ourselves in order to be able to contribute to what is happening at the bigger level. And so for many of us, we want to be taking action in the outer world. And I want to be really clear, action out there is vital. It is so important. I don't think it's step number one for everyone right now. And I believe it depends on where you fall with what I call the mirror technique. So in my book, I explain the mirror technique, and it is a concept that we work with in my group mentoring program, Seeker, where we really get into this and we really understand how to work with this technique. The way that I see the mirror technique is that the outer world is asking us to look inward, to reflect inward, so that we can identify what needs change, that we can reflect upon what it is in our inner world that actually needs changing, that we can then move to our toolkit, to the teachings, the modalities, the energy practices that are going to support what it is that we're working on. And then comes action. This isn't permission to not do action, to not take steps. But if we want real change, then our action actually needs to be aligned with the inner changes first. So, to recap, the first point is that if we want to change what is happening out there, we need to start in here. And one of the tools and techniques that I use for this is the mirror technique of identifying what the problem is, reflecting inward, and identifying where we can change. Moving to our toolkit, what are the physical, mental, emotional, or energetic tools, modalities, practices that can help us change internally what we've just identified needs changing, and then we act. So we act at the inner level and we take that action outward. Then we take that action out into the outer world. Hey guys, I am just really briefly interrupting today's episode to let you know that the doors to my group mentoring program Seeker are now officially opened, and you can join us at any time to start exploring your inner world and transformation using the techniques mentioned here and more. We work with our guidance to understand the inner change and healing that is taking place, and how it is leading us deeper into our life's path and purpose. It is a group mentoring program, which means that you get to connect with an incredibly supportive community of other women who are all going through the same things that you are. You're not alone. And of course, you get to connect with me. I am guiding you all and supporting you all, and essentially helping you to see yourself and your life with a very new and different perspective. Current members are telling me that they've finally found their community, that they're trusting their own intuition and their own guidance more, and that they're understanding how it's taking them where they need to go, that they're making sense of their purpose, even if it's not 100% clear just yet. So if you're desiring this too, please check out the link in the show notes for Seeker. Come and join us. Okay, back to the episode. Okay, another important point is that we need to know what we want. And so quite often, we aren't really sure what we want in our lives. We don't know what our next career move is. We don't necessarily know what the new structure is for our collective. We don't necessarily have all of the answers right now. Sometimes it is enough to know that we simply no longer want what is here. And that's a really important starting point. And so at an individual level, we might just know, oh my gosh, being in this relationship no longer serves me. Being in this job is no longer good for my health. I don't know what is next, but I know this isn't it. Knowing what you want can often feel like you're being pulled in a particular direction. And so knowing what you want may simply be reaching for, feeling for, desiring an energetic state or even an emotional or physical or mental state beyond what you currently are experiencing. And where I think we fall down, generally speaking, is that we don't trust our feelings. We don't trust our intuition. And I want to put it to you this way. What you seek is also seeking you. So if you're desiring a change in a relationship, for example, then that changed relationship is actually also trying to find you. What you're feeling is a clue, and it's almost like I see it at a spectrum. So at one end of the spectrum is what you're desiring, and at the other end of the spectrum is a world or an environment that is also seeking to give that to you. And so your intuition, your hunches, your feelings are not just these sort of whimsical daydreams of, oh, wouldn't it be nice? It is actually your guidance telling you that life wants to serve this up for you. And so when we can understand that, when we understand that what we're desiring, that what we actually want and the change that we are dreaming of in our life is actually trying to make its way to us, then our job is not then figuring out how to make it happen. It is actually then getting out of our own way to draw to us the very thing that we're desiring, because it's like a magnet. It is trying to be pulled into your world. So the type of relationship that you're desiring is actually trying to make its way to you. And your job then becomes increasing that vibration to draw more of it to you. And so again, in my group mentoring program in Seeker, we're really exploring, well, how do you draw that to you? How do you remove anything physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually that may be blocking you or limiting you or slowing down that magnetic pull? And so knowing what you want then means that you can understand your choices and your decisions and your actions, and know whether or not they are in alignment with where you're going or if they're keeping you where you've been. And part of knowing that also comes back down to not only the mirror technique that I mentioned before, where we identify, reflect, turn to our toolkit and act. There are a range of other principles that I share in Seeker around, well, how do we expand that state? How do we work with our magnetism to draw to us what we want? And so you might want to check out Seeker. The link is in the show notes if you want to find out more. Okay, so to recap now, we understand that changing our outer world actually starts with our inner world. We know that our desires, our intuition, our feeling, our dream for the future is not just a daydream, but it is actually life pulling us and leading us to the very experience we are wanting and desiring. And then the third part to this is committing to it and living it with such conviction, with such trust and such belief that it is not just possible, but that it is inevitable, that the change and the life that you are seeking is not just seeking you, but it is already here. And so to be able to come to our life and to come to change with such commitment and conviction, and there is a previous episode where I talk about those three C's of choice, commitment, and conviction. I will link to it in the show notes. But to be able to come to that place of such deep conviction and commitment to our choice is actually based on a couple of other key principles. And so among those principles is a belief that all of life is guiding you, that your intuition is guiding you, that spirit is guiding you. It's a belief that you are supported, that you are loved, and that this is not an inhospitable environment. And it is based on a belief that all of life is working for you, not against you. And so it actually requires us to change our perspective. And I spoke about that in, I believe, last week's episode. But even over recent weeks when I was delivering the forecasts, I've been talking about seeing things differently, adding or subtracting meaning from people and places and activities, in actually reaching a higher perspective and a new perspective to see ourselves and our world differently. And rather than seeing us as separate, we see ourselves as part of the whole, and that all of the whole is being upgraded. All of the whole is moving through change. And so what may be challenging us, what may be confronting to us, what may be being rewired or reworked in our system is not happening because you got it wrong or you were broken or you needed fixing. This is not necessarily about you per se. It is about life coming in and raising us up because we are still learning. We will always be learning, and that we can do that in a really loving way. Sometimes love is tough. Sometimes love will hold us to account, and that is certainly happening at this time, and it can be so uncomfortable. But if you see that discomfort as working for you, that this is happening for you, for your growth and the growth of everyone else, and you trust that and live that with commitment and conviction, then you are actually activating that magnet and drawing to you and drawing to our world the very thing that we are seeking. The change out there starts in here. And when we've worked through our inner change, we are energetically able to draw more of that frequency to us or to our world, to the communities that we're a part of. And we are far better resourced to continue to take the actions in our outer world to be part of a solution out there. So, see how you go with these steps. As I say, if you want support, I would love for you to check out Seeker. There is a link to that in the show notes. Remember, the forecasts will come in and out. I'm obviously still referencing them throughout the episodes, but you can always come into the guided gathering also. I'd really love to hear from you. I'd love to know how you found this episode and what else you would love to hear from me in the coming weeks as we're still moving through this really big period of growth, change, and meaning. Did you know you can come in even deeper with these energies each month by joining the Guided Gathering? It's an online event on the last Tuesday of every month where I channel Spirit's message and include a guided process to help you integrate, upgrade, or just simply clear out what is no longer serving you. You can grab either a single 6-month or 12-month attendance pass at helenjacobs.co/guided gathering. I can't wait to meet with you soon.